Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, October 13th, 2017. British White Widow Sally Jones has reportedly been killed in Syria. Then we'll explore Fatima's Miracle of the Sun. President Trump signed an executive order to make changes in the healthcare system, and the California wildfires continue to devastate an entire region. The Daily Mail reports that the British ISIS convert known as the White Widow was killed in Raqqa, Syria back in June from a U.S. airstrike. A former punk rocker from Kent, Sally Jones, left Britain with her son in 2013 to become an ISIS recruiter. She was married to an ISIS militant who was killed 2 years ago, hence the White Widow moniker. Amongst her ISIS comrades, she went by the name Hussein Britannia. A friend had suggested earlier in the year that she was desiring to return to England, but an intelligence source speaking to The Sun confirmed that there is no evidence of this. In fact, to the contrary, she was reportedly still planning new atrocities. In response to the suggestions that she was fleeing Raqqa when she was killed, the source stated, "She was not fleeing anything. She was still very much in the middle of it all." Jones was considered Britain's most wanted woman. It is believed that her 12-year-old son, who was known to have appeared in an ISIS propaganda video executing a prisoner, perished with her. Today's quote of the day comes from Fatima visionary Sister Lucia dos Santos. "When lovers are together, they spend hours and hours repeating the same thing, 'I love you.' What is missing in the people who think the rosary monotonous is love, and everything that is not done for love is worthless." Coming up next after the break, we honor the miracle of the sun at Fatima. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Today is the 100th anniversary of the Miracle of the Sun in Fatima, Portugal. This event was the culmination of all the Marian apparitions at Fatima, which began in spring 1917 and continued on the 13th of each month, with the exception of August, until October 13th. Our Lady promised the children a miracle for her last apparition, and an estimated 30,000 to 100,000 people were present for this event, which took place on a very wet, rainy day. During the apparition, the children saw the Blessed Mother as Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. They also saw Jesus and Saint Joseph. Then, all of a sudden, the rain stopped and the clouds broke. The sun appeared in the sky as an opaque spinning disk, and it cast multicolored lights all over the landscape and the sky. The sun was duller than usual, and the people watched it spinning and dancing in the sky. Then it barreled towards the earth in a frightening way before it stopped and resumed its normal place in the sky. Miraculously, everything that had been rain-drenched was now dry. Our Lady of Fatima came to ask her children to do penance, to pray the Holy Rosary for peace and in reparation, and to ask for devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. President Donald Trump took the future of health care reform into his own hands yesterday and signed an executive order making new changes to the existing system. Here is Reuters' Fred Katayama with the full story.
Trump's order offers more access to bare-bones plans that did not cover essential health benefits, such as maternity, prescription drugs, and mental health. It also allows small businesses to band together as associations to buy cheaper, less regulated health plans with fewer benefits. He also halved the open enrollment period and slashed the Obamacare advertising and outreach budget.
Late last night, The Washington Post broke the news that cost-sharing payments in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces will come to an end. This will have a direct effect on low-income earners who struggle to afford their health plans. The Mercury News and Fox News are reporting that the death toll in the California fires has risen to 31, and 463 people are missing in Sonoma alone. This is now the deadliest fire to strike California since 1933. Over 182,000 acres have been destroyed, most of those in Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties. Courtesy of Reuters.
Nearly two dozen blazes have scorched over 190,000 acres, an area nearly the size of New York City, destroying at least 3,500 homes and buildings in its path. Fire officials have said some of the victims were asleep when the fast-moving fires engulfed their homes before they could escape, and some bodies they found were no more than ash and bone.
We have cadaver dogs up here that basically can scent bodies and help us find people.
But for the first time since the fire started on Sunday, officials saying they are starting to gain ground over the flames.
In this Celestial Musings, I don't think there is anything more important to speak about today than, of course, Fatima. Catholic Online published a piece a few days ago with the words of Maria dos Anjos, the niece of Fatima visionary Lucia dos Santos. It was said that Lucia was a typical child, like the others. Anjos said that Lucia always had playmates because the other children's parents went to the wine estates to work and left their children behind. Perhaps the suffering vintners of California might consider praying to the little children of Fatima. Sister Lucia wrote a letter to Cardinal Carlo Cafada, the Dubia cardinal who passed away last month, and told him, quote, "The decisive battle between the Lord and the kingdom of Satan will be over marriage and the family." How painfully prophetic she was. But lest we begin to despair, she also said, "Do not be afraid. Our Lady has already crushed his head." Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.